What's up, this is Shad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Welcome back for another week. I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland in studio with me, and we are about to count down those albums from that website. Brian, I'll let you know what you find if you head on over there.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, 32 stations submitting their charts this week. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out, including a brand new interview by Scott Wood of the band Bestie.
Excellent. So lots of great stuff there. And we are also online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you would like some exposure on this show, happy to do it for you in the form of an interview. And we'll play something from your latest works or whatever release you have out currently or you might be working on. So please get in touch with us and let us know if you would like to be featured on this show. Coming up in this program, we have the Top 20 Countdown, of course, as we do every week. We're continuing our features this week with Sappy Fest. We've actually got two interviews to bring you, one from Peter Woodford of Free Love Fenner, talking to him, and we're also talking to Lucas Hicks, one of the individuals involved with helping to make Sappy Fest happen, and it was really great to chat with him as well. Stephen Karlick joins us on the program to give you your music news. Brian's got the lowdown. It sounds like a big show already.
Jam-packed, all kinds of movement on the charts too, so lots of exciting stuff to bring you this week.
It's a big week.
You know what happened? The Earshot 20 curse. Because
I don't know about this curse, please.
I have a curse to inform you about. We've cursed the band. It was at number 16 on the charts, been on the charts for many, many weeks. Anthony interviewed them last week. They're at number 16 this week. Poof.
Off the charts
vanished.
Completely.
So disappeared.
That's what happens when we interview bands. They just disappear off the charts.
They've peaked and then they just disappear. Also, Black Keys moving from number 20 or from number 14 to number 21, and Tokyo Police Club barely making the program last week at number 20 and now barely on the charts at all at number 50 this week. And we also have a couple of new albums to the program to bring you this week, and also a return from an album that was on the charts for a very long time and dropped number 25 this week and will be in the first set of music that we're about to bring you very shortly.
I also noticed in looking at the charts prior to the show that Effed Up has made a climb. They made a descent in the charts last week and now back up. So all kinds of movement. Let's stop talking about it. We'll play some music for you and you can hear just where everything's sitting this week. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up first.
All right. At number 20, up from number 30, we're going to kick it off with Young Liars. And Anthony was feeling Odyssey in the first set of music. All songs about Odyssey.
I know, it was
so
weird. I don't even know why I did
their
this.
Their first track you're going to hear is called An Odyssey Love from their record Tidal Wave. At number 19, down from number 8, Mac DeMarco from his record Salad Days. You're going to hear a track called Johnny's Odyssey. And then by Timber Tambor, up from number 25 to number 18, Hot Dreams. And you're going to hear a track called This Low Commotion Odyssey. That is a word I added just to play in the theme, but it's really just called This Low Commotion. But I wanted people to make you to think that you're really, really committed to Odyssey. But
that was good. No one would have noticed otherwise, I don't think. Anyway, here is your number 20 this week. It is Young Liars. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Closer to our endings, closer to our
18.
States.
so well. What does it mean to face desire so sadly? Do you beg at the empty well? Residual images of her above. I'm just a dog, a machine for your love. Do you know every man, every place that you've been? You turned me on, then you turned on me. This low commotion, this low commotion, this low commotion, this low commotion is going down, 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 down. This low commotion, this low commotion, this low commotion.
That was Timber Tambor with a track called This Low Commotion at number 18, up from 25 from Hot Dreams. And number 19 falling for number 8, it was Mac DeMarco, Salad Days. You heard a track called Johnny's Odyssey. And kicking us off this week at number 20, up from number 30, first time in the program, the new album from Young Liars. From that record, Tidal Wave, you heard An Odyssey Love.
That's right. We're continuing our Sappy Fest features now this week, and of course in the coming weeks leading up to the music festival, and heading to the phone to chat with Peter Woodford of the band Free Love Fenner. He's joining us right now. Welcome to the Earshot 20, Peter.
Hi, Anthony.
And so Do Not Affect a Breezy Manor was released in November and charted really well with us for a while. How have things been since the release of the album?
Oh, it's been really good. We've been asked to go on a small tour with the band Ought, and yeah, we're really appreciative of the support of college radio DJs. I think that really helped us out a lot, because we'd been a band for quite a while before, but we'd never actually played outside of Montreal.
And speaking of touring, you'll be here in the city in St. John playing, and for those who don't know, St. John, New Brunswick is where this show is recorded and broadcast live from, and you're actually from the city. And what's it like returning to play here now? Because I know you've been away for a while. You've been living in Montreal.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting. I've never played in St. John, or we've never played in St. John. I haven't been back in quite a few years. I played when I was really young a couple times in bands in St. John, just one-off shows, but it's always been a city that I always wanted to play in. It's sort of, when I grew up, I remember it always kind of went in cycles where there would be no venues. It was always a bit of a challenge to play in St. John in that respect.
And as you mentioned, you'll be here with Ought in St. John at the pub down under, and then you'll be heading to Sappy Fest, which is of course a great festival and is on your schedule as well. What are you what are you most looking forward to from the festival?
Well, I've just been told by everyone I've asked about it that they said it was their favorite festival in Canada.
It's quite an accolade to have.
A lot of different people. Yeah, so it's just people whose taste I really respect. Give the festival really high praise. They like everything about it. They just said it's a very very fun thing and it's very well curated. So we're just really interested in checking it out because none of us have ever been.
And you're excited to play. Is there anyone that you're excited to see while you're there? Any bands that you're a favorite of that you're excited to see while you're in Sackville?
I guess we're excited to hear that Julie Doron is playing. I had the opportunity to see Eric's Trip a few times when I was really young, and I haven't seen her since, so excited to see that.
Very cool. And of course, we mentioned touring. You're also going to be, because this show is heard in many parts of Ontario, you're going to be in Toronto with Ought on the 25th. You'll be there in Ontario, Kitchener-Waterloo in the 26th, and then in Guelph on the 27th, and then Quebec City on the 30th. It sounds like pretty extensive set of tours or set of shows, but it'll be good to get out, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'll be like a real experience for us. Like we'll get to meet Dan Burke in Toronto. He's the one who's actually putting on the show. He's a bit of a Canadian legend. We're excited to meet him.
Very cool. Freelovefenner.com for more information. And Peter, good luck with the tour, and we'll see you at Sappy Fest.
Okay, so thanks a lot, Anthony. Have a nice day.
Here is an Earshot Extra this week from Free Love Fenner's latest Do Not Affect a Breezy Manor. Stick around. The countdown continues after this on the Earshot 20.
Say Listening to the Earshot 20, number 17.
Festival season is upon us, and one you're not going to want to miss is Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick. The two-day music and arts event happens from August 1st to the 3rd, and this year features artists such as Bajaboulat, Bri Webb, Cousins, Constantines, Free Love Fenner, Julie Dwaron, Ott, P.S. I Love You, and more. Sound like a great weekend of music? Well, that's because it is. You can win tickets right here on the Earshot 20. Just visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/earshot20 for contest details and to enter. Win yourself a free pass to Sappy Fest happening August 1st to the 3rd in Sackville, New Brunswick, right here on the Earshot 20. And for more information, visit the event website at sappyfest.com.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20,
number 16.
Thank you.
At number 16, down one spot this week, that was Tanitgak from the album Animism and a track called Genetic Memory. And before that, you heard Carrie's Cold Spring, the title track from the new album from Frog Eyes. At number 17, up from number 19. And of course, you also heard an extra there, Free Love Fenner, Dr. D.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20, and we'll get back to the charts in just a few minutes, but first, going to head to the phone line and catch up with our friend at Exclaim Magazine. He's senior editor there, friend of ours here. It's Stephen Karlick, and as always, joining us to bring us music news. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thank you to you.
We're going to kick things off with some news about the Polaris Prize. The shortlist has now been announced, and I'm looking at the list, and I'm thinking, I'm not too surprised about the names that I see on here.
Well, it wouldn't be the Polaris Music Prize shortlist without a few people getting very angry. But although I will say that this year it has been surprising, I've noticed a lot of people saying, like, you know what, I can live with that, which is basically as good as you're going to get when you narrow down all of the albums that came out in Canada in a full year period to just 10. But yes, they did announce it this week. The albums nominated for the shortlist include Arcade Fire's Reflector, Basha Bulat's Tall Tall Shadow, Mac DeMarco's Salad Days, Drake's Nothing Was the Same, Jesse Lanza's Pull My Hair Back, Owen Pallett's In Conflict, Shad's Flying Colors, Tanya Tagak's Animism, Timber Tambor's Hot Dreams, and Yamantaka Sonic Titan's Uzu, three of which were on my ballot, so I'm very happy to see that. And even the ones I didn't vote for, I gotta say, I'm very happy to see a lot of the artists who I didn't have room to put on my ballot make it. So yeah, pretty cool. From these contenders, from this list of 10, a grand jury will then select the winner. For those who don't know, that grand jury of 11 people will be selected from the jury at large, which is over 200 critics from across Canada. They will deliberate in a room at the back of the Carlu in Toronto at a gala on September 22nd, and the winner will, of course, receive that $30,000 check.
Have you ever gotten to be on the grand jury?
Not on the grand jury yet.
No.
I've only been a juror for a few years.
Okay.
It's chosen with a number of things in mind. I think they try to balance it out in terms of how people voted to ensure that all the albums that make it to the shortlist are adequately have a champion in the room.
Right. Oh, well, that's good.
So yeah. So I mean, sort of how you vote and how those albums end up on the shortlist is sort of dependent, but yeah, it's all very exciting. It's fun to have your peers be debating furiously behind you as you watch the bands.
Yeah,
watch the bands play.
Very cool. And of course, as you said, long list of 41. It's tough to narrow it down, but it gets done every year. And so, congratulations! Congratulations, obviously, to the 41 nominees that made it onto the long list, and then of course the top 10 this year for the Players' Prize. It'd be interesting to see who actually takes home the grand prize.
It always is.
All right, we'll move on now and chat a little bit about this news story, which seems pretty interesting to me. 700 indie labels unite for a fair digital deals declaration. What's that all about?
That is about a YouTube contract that came out a few months ago. A bunch of higher profile indie labels banded together to protest these allegedly unfair contracts, which were part of YouTube's new subscription service. It was not fair, these labels felt, to their artists. And so that global indie organization, which is now called the Worldwide Independent Network, has launched a new initiative called the Fair Digital Deals Declaration, aiming to get artists on their labels, fair compensation for their music being made available digitally. So on July 16th, they made a signing day for the Worldwide Independent Network, which includes Domino, Epitaph, Network, Sub Pop, Ninja Tune, Beggars Group, which includes 4AD, Matador Records, Rough Trade, XL Recordings, Secretly Canadian, Jag Jaguar, Dead Ocean, Saddle Creek, Numero Group, Tommy Boy, Captured Track, Secret City Records, and tons more. So all the independent record labels who have for so long been championing independent music. And they've come up with 5 key points that the signatories will agree to abide by. You can read more about them on Exclaim.ca at our news story. Lots of sort of legal stuff going on there, but basically the bottom line is that they're looking for fairness to their artists when it comes to the sharing of digital music online and making sure that those artists get paid.
and so should they. I mean, it's a good opportunity. I mean, YouTube has really opened doors for people in order to be able to share and use creatively use content that's out there. But it all should be done in a fair way.
Yeah. So starting this week, the campaign is running on Twitter, and you can use the hashtag Fair Digital Deal for Artists, and that four is a number four. So have at it.
Well, there you have it. Right, one more story to bring before we cut back to the charts. Brian will let you know what's coming up. But first, we're going to talk about beach houses and beach house. Sorry, not houses. It would be more than one, I guess, if each member was in a beach house. Across Canada on the Northern Exposure Tour.
Yes. So people will often call a tour across Canada to the great ire of people who live in either Halifax or Vancouver and are not getting a spot on that tour. Beach House have done Canada right by ensuring that they're stopping in most of the major cities across Canada. They will take off on this tour on September 18th from Alaska, from Anchorage, Alaska, and will end up in Halifax on October 11th. Between them, they'll hit Victoria, Vancouver, Nelson, B.C., Edmonton, Calgary, Saskatoon, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Quebec City, Fredericton, and then close with Halifax. Unfortunately, for the territories, there will not be shows. I did look to see if that was a possibility. But very interesting that the band is choosing to do a tour like this. Very cool. It is called, like you said, the Northern Exposure Tour, and the band will be touring their last album or rather, I suppose they'll be touring just in general. But their last album was in 2012, and it was called Bloom. They've been quiet so far, but maybe they'll play some new material.
This might give them an opportunity to come up with some new material as well, if they haven't already been working on some. But it leads me to believe that they probably have been working on something in the wings.
That would be cool.
All right, we are going to cut back to the charts. Steven will stick around because he'll join us in the second hour of the program, as he does every week. But first, we are going to let you know what's coming up next. And Brian, you've got it.
You're going to hear from Corb Lund with Hurtin' Albertan, a new track from his new record, Counterfeit Blues, at number 15, up from number 29. And following that, you're going to hear from Grays at number 14, Dan for number 10 this week, their debut, If Anything, and a track called Flip Your Lid.
Yes. Home with the saddle on for the orders at the plains. Well, the roads get better every time. and that's just about all, I guess.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Grays at number 14, down from number 10. Their record is called If Anything. It's their debut, and it's on Buzz Records. You heard Flip Your Lid. And before that, you heard Hurtin' Ella Burton from Corbelund at number 15, up from number 29. His album Counterfeit Blues is in the program for the first time this week.
I did wonder if that was going to give you a little bit of a throw off there, because it was just the... It's a great rhyme. Hurtin' Ella Burton. That's why I picked it. Solely based on the name, I was like, that sounds
just
awesome.
A challenge, people.
Yeah, sounds awesome. If you're just joining us, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony M. and Brian Cleveland in studio, and we've been talking about this all week. We want to encourage you to head over to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/earshot20, and you can enter our contest to win 2 weekend passes to Sappy Fest. It's a great contest. Lots of entries in right now. We're still looking for more. The contest doesn't close until next Thursday. The contest doesn't close until July 24th at 12 p.m. noon Atlantic Standard Time. So still time to get in the contest, depending on where you're listening to us. And thank you very much to everybody who has entered already. It's going to be a great weekend of music. Lots lined up. SappyFest.com, you can see. And as we've been talking about, a lot of the artists that we're playing, some of the artists that are on the charts, and some of the artists that we've featured that have been on the charts prior to this, going to be at that show. So it's going to be a good weekend.
And Anthony and I are going to be there all weekend long.
We'll be doing the show live from CHMA in Sackville, their campus station there. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I hope I don't burn the place down.
Why would that happen?
I don't know. I get crazy when I'm in new places. Don't you remember when we did the show from Kingston? It was big news.
Yeah, the radio station burned in the ground. That didn't happen.
All right, we have three more tracks to bring you in this hour of the program to get us up to number 11. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
You're going to hear from Jill Barber at number 13. Up from 18 is Fool's Gold. Here's a track called The Least That She Deserves.
Number 12. skin. It's dead before it has a chance to start. It's up there, I am the caretaker of sin to your abandoned and malignant heart. It's such a pleasure to sing with you together, making love when there is nobody home. But I can't get you till you lift up your chin. You have to want to stop being alone.
Shot 20. Number 11.
I'm not afraid to
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Time of Dark by Tune Yards at number 11, sitting still in that spot this week, is their newest record, Nicky Knack. At number 12, up one spot's Jack White from Lazaretto. You heard Would You Fight for My Love? And kicking off that set was The Least That She Deserves by Jill Barber. At number 13, up from 18, is her latest, Fool's Gold.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Canada's national countdown show, The Earshot 20. We count down the albums from earshot-online.com every week, and we thank the Earshot magazine for putting together that list every week and all the stations that contribute to this, making this countdown happen. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. And Brian, I forgot about this before, so at the very beginning of the show, I was going to start something, because you know I come up with crazy stuff that sometimes I'm just like, oh, maybe I'll do that. So I was going to start saying catchphrases at the beginning of the show. And just use different ones. So I'm going to do it at the beginning of the second hour of the program.
Looking forward to it.
I'm sure you are. Probably not. So
I'm curious to see what you came up with. I don't know if I'm looking forward to it or
not. The one I'm going to use today is pretty generic, but I'll start to develop more and more as we go along. You can catch this program every week from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. And we're also syndicated across the nation on 24 other campus and community radio stations. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also find the program online, radio4all.net. You can download it there. That's radio4all.net. And then you can also get the show on iTunes. You can podcast the show. So lots of ways to listen to us, but no matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning into the program. And coming up in the second hour of the program, we have Stephen Karlick joining us again. Brian's got the lowdown plus the top 10. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around. There's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.